that's like words that we use all the time, common phrases. Mm. And every once in a while, like, I care where they come from. I love origins of words when they're like weird, when it's like, wow, that was a word even before we used it. Because there's so many, like, this all started because a friend of mine sent me a photograph. I'm going to post it tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. Also because I just got it. But I have a photo of a friend of mine and I, one of my best friends, in like 2002. We were at some party and everyone was like getting drunk and whatever. It was my girlfriend and I, and she was like kissing me on the cheek and I was doing a duck face. And I have a friend that was like, oh, I'm so sick of all these millennials or Gen Zers doing duck face every time they do a selfie. It's like, bitch, we were doing duck face in 2002, probably even earlier than that. I think I even have a picture of myself from like 1998 with like full, you know, duck face, whatever. So we were talking about how long things have been around, how long duck face has been around, how long the word selfie, you know, that kind of thing. And I came across a couple of really interesting things I wanted to run by you. For example, the word frenemy, you know what the word frenemy means?
Yeah, they're a friend, okay. But they're an enemy.
Right. Somebody that it's kind of in your friend circle, but you kind of secretly hate them, but you also love them. But, you know, it's mostly like people you've known for a long time that kind of you're stuck with them in your friend circle, but you secretly just can't stand them. So Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, famous frenemies. The term frenemy has been around since 1953.
Really?
Yeah.
When was it used?
It feels like a brand new term. Here's when it was used. A famous newspaper columnist named Walter Winchell, he used that term to define our relationship with the Russians at the time. He was trying to explain that, like, you know, we hate them, they hate us, they KGB, CIA, we're against each other, but yet we have to keep good relations with them. They are our frenemies.
Wow.
And it stuck.
And then we didn't pick it back up till 50 years later, really.
Right. It was used a little bit here and there, but that's the origin of that word, 1953. The term booty call. Now, this, you know, love this. When I think of the term booty call, I think of the movie from 1997, or I think there was a hip hop song in 1993. And they all refer to calling a girl from a phone booth, hence booty call, like the phone booth. The booth is the booty, you know. But actually, the term goes back to Elizabethan times, around 1560. In 1560, they were using the term booty. It was slang for genitalia. It was like a play on the word body.
But they weren't saying booty call, but they were saying booty.
Yeah. So if I wanted to, so if a friend of mine said, hey, did you touch the booty? Did he get some booty? So they use the word booty, meaning like a slang word for
butt.
No, genitals.
Oh.
Like, you know, dick. Instead of saying dick.
You say booty?
They said, yeah, well, did you get any?
Booty.
In 1560, did you get any was referred to as, did you get some booty?
But I wonder when they dropped the call in, because calls... It took a really long time in 1500 to get a call through.
Yeah, I don't think there were phones then.
It took forever. You know, you had to, it was one of those ticket, ticket, ticket. Ma Bell. I want to make a booty call.
The booty calls were tough then. You had to get pen and ink. You had to write a letter. You had
to roll it up.
Maybe you had like a courier, you know, and the courier would like then get on a horse. And like 2 weeks later... she would roll it open and it would go, you up?
I wonder if cavemen did that with fire. You know, they just smoke signals. You up?
And then in 1941, there was a song called Come and Get It. I've got to get myself some booty was when the lines in it. So that's when it became more into our culture. Yeah. Here's another one. When you call someone a wimp, you know, it feels sort of like a common term. Maybe it's from like Wimpy from Popeye, I was thinking. But no, in 1897, there was a children's book that introduced a group of children who pulled pranks on others, but they broke into tears when the same thing was done to them. They could dish it out, but they couldn't take it. And in the book, they were called the Wimps. And that's where that came from.
Hmm. I thought that was like a Revenge of the Nerds type of word back then.
Yeah, that's what it does feel like. Yeah. But it's been around. That word's been around since 1897.
Wow.
Can I give you one more?
Yes. Give me more. Okay.
All right. The word robot is not a modern term. It was a Czech playwright who wrote a sci-fi play in 1920 where work was being done by manufactured beings.
Hmm.
He called them robots because the Czech word robota means involuntary worker. So he termed these beings that were doing work in place of humans, he called them robots, and it stuck.
Wonder if he had any idea about a Roomba. That would have blown his mind. A robot's going to vacuum your floor. No. I'm telling you, that's coming. Cars won't fly.
Vacuum your floor while you do other stuff.
Right. Cars aren't going to fly.
That's the main thing.
But the vacuum will happen all by itself. You don't have to do anything. You just sit back and it does it all by itself. I love it.
Yeah.